Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 30th, 2026, and this briefing is about one thing teams are now treating as urgent: keeping loop engineering affordable in production. The conversation has evolved fast this month. At first, people argued about whether loops were the new prompt engineering. Then we saw templates and frameworks. Now most serious teams are focused on unit economics, cost per completed task, not cost per demo. A practical signal from recent loop engineering commentary is the warning against endless retry behavior. If goals are vague and stop conditions are weak, loops keep spending tokens without improving outcomes. This is the loop maxing trap, autonomy rising faster than controls. So how are engineers and companies actually reducing costs? First, prompt caching. Across major providers, the message is similar. Keep stable shared prefixes at the front, move dynamic per-run content to the tail, and maximize exact prefix reuse. This reduces repeated prefill work and improves both latency and spend. Second, batch processing for non-urgent work. When a workflow does not need immediate responses, asynchronous batch execution can lower cost and increase throughput headroom. Third, strict retry and budget policy. Teams are adding hard limits for iterations, total runtime, and token spend per loop. If the loop cannot prove progress inside those limits, it exits and escalates. Fourth, deterministic verification. Instead of letting the model decide if it is done, teams route loop output through objective checks, tests, linters, schema validators, and policy checks. This cuts costly false progress loops. Fifth, serving level efficiency. Research on memory-efficient KV handling and speculative decoding shows that infrastructure choices can reduce per-iteration cost curves, which matters when loops run for hours. Recent research also strengthens the caching case. A cross-provider evaluation for long-horizon agentic tasks found substantial savings and latency gains from prompt caching, while showing that strategy matters. Caching stable context blocks tends to outperform naive full context caching when tool outputs change rapidly. The practical lesson is simple. Cost control is not a single feature. It is a stack. 1. Prompt structure for cacheability. 2. Model and execution routing for task urgency. 3. Deterministic checks for exit confidence. 4. Budget and retry caps for safety. 5. Observability on token spend per outcome. If any one layer is missing, loops become expensive quickly. For teams implementing this today, start with a weekly cost review by workflow. Identify the top 3 expensive loops, measure cache hit quality, add stagnation breakers, and split those workflows into interactive versus offline paths. Most teams find meaningful savings before changing models. Today's takeaway: loop engineering is no longer about proving autonomy. It is about proving sustainable autonomy under budget. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main theme of today's June 30th briefing? A. Sustainable token cost control for loop engineering in production. B. A basic introduction to prompts only. C. Why loops should run without limits. D. Why cost does not matter. The answer is A. This episode focuses on practical cost controls for real loop deployments. Question 2. Why is prompt structure important for cost? A. Stable prefixes increase cache reuse and reduce repeated computation. B. It removes the need for model monitoring. C. It makes every loop deterministic. D. It eliminates all API charges. The answer is A. Cache-friendly prompt layout directly improves token economics. Question 3. Why use deterministic verification in loops? A. It prevents expensive false progress cycles and improves exit confidence. B. It replaces all human review forever. C. It removes the need for retries in every case. D. It guarantees zero latency. The answer is A. Objective checks help loops stop at the right time. Question 4. What is a practical first move for expensive loop workflows? A. Add retry and spend caps, then escalate when no progress is proven. B. Increase loop duration indefinitely. C. Disable logging to save storage. D. Move all tasks to the largest model immediately. The answer is A. Budget and retry limits are the fastest protection against runaway cost. Question 5. How should teams measure loop success? By cost per completed outcome, plus quality and reliability checks. B, by number of tokens consumed alone. C, by how long the loop can run. D, by model size only. The answer is A, production value comes from outcomes, not raw token volume. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build loops that can pass both tests and finance review.